Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Paul Merriman, CEO at Fairstone and personal finance expert at Ask Paul, is with us here on the programme this afternoon. Paul, you're very welcome.
Thank you.
We were talking about inheritance tax on the show last week. Yes. Today we're talking about putting your money in a trust.
Yes. So we mentioned this briefly last week. And I think the text
a lot of people getting in touch about this. So
a lot of people get in touch.
I think a lot of people are of the view that putting your money in a trust is something that the, you know, exceptionally wealthy would look to do.
Yeah, and that's not true. Sorry, exceptionally wealthy do it, but anyone can do it. Literally anyone can do it. And I think Irish people as well, I think we've kind of got this frame in our mind that it's a real American thing to do,
because a trust fund.
Yeah, a trust fund. You hear about this in films and series that are growing up, that people are living on trust funds, etc. So let's just talk about what a trust is. First of all, let's get into a few examples. So a trust is basically where a person or a company holds assets, and those assets are held for the benefit of somebody else. And that somebody else is probably somebody that's going to get the benefits in the future. So the major example here is a parent or parents putting in something in place for their kids' future. So let's say myself and my wife Sarah decided to put in a trust for, we four children, let's say our youngest lad is Archie, he's three, so let's say we're putting a trust in place for Archie. We set a trust up, it's usually what's called a bare structure, can be done, it's really easy to do, it's not very complicated from a tax point of view or a legal or a cost point of view. Any money we put into the trust, we're saying that's Archie's for the future, and a bare trust comes legal for him when he's 18 years of age. So he's three today, so for the next 15 years we can pump loads of money into this trust. And then he gets it when he's 18. Now, why would we do it? So the big thing here is tax and tax planning. Parents, we discussed this over the last number of weeks, your child can only receive €400,000 without paying what's called capital acquisition tax at 33%. Okay? So what we'd be doing for Archie in that case, each person can give somebody €3,000 small gifts exemption. So myself and Sarah put €3,000 each or €6,000 a year into the Bear Trust for Archie. That means he's going to have all this money in the Bear Trust when he gets to age 80, and he can access it, or he can go, if he doesn't have to access it at 80, and hope he doesn't, let's say he leaves there till he's 30 odd, he's going to have well over 120k, whatever the money in the trust is. And when he takes it out of the trust, it's his, because it's been his for the last 10, 15, 20, 30 years. Where if we give it to him of our back pocket, say we give him 200,000 when he's 40 years of age, that comes off his lifetime limit at that €400,000.
So the trust is exempt from the 400,000 you can inherit.
Well, yes, it is. Now, if I put 400,000 in it today, that 400,000 is yours. What I'm going to do is I'm going to use a small gifts exemption, Andrews. That's 3,000 each for myself and Sarah. So we can put €6,000 a year into
you
the trust
do
each
this, right.
under it. And it means it doesn't form part, because it's what's called a small gifts exemption. It's not going to be taxable from revenue, and we can build it all in Archie's name. Where if we just put the money into our name, say in our Bank of Ireland account, and we say we're going to give it to Archie to buy a house or deposit for a house when he is, let's say, 30 years of age. If we give him that €100,000, for example, that's coming off his lifetime limit of €400,000. So in that instance, a lot of people are using this. There's no kind of minimums on them. What I'd see people doing as a minimum is maybe just if they can afford to recycle the children's allowance into the trust for their child. But the max you'd usually be able to put in without that kind of small gifts exemption is 3,000 each. Now, another thing we could do is I could put the full €400,000 in from today if I had that type of cash, and it grows then in his name. And then when he takes the money out, now his lifetime limit's gone because we've used the 400,000 by giving it.
But then if there was a house or, but that's, I suppose, where maybe the perception is of obviously being extremely wealthy people can do this.
Exactly. So, well, again, yes, extremely wealthy people will do this when it comes to assets. So we get into that now in a second. They'll do what's called a discretionary trust sometimes. There's more tax in that. There's more legal, more paperwork, cost work set up. But anyone can do the small gifts exemption because it's 3,000 a year, but it can be €100 a month, €50 a month, whatever you want. But again, the big thing for the people putting the money in, if you like, they're now losing control of that money. So if myself and Sarah put 6,000 a year in for Archie, it's Archie's, even though he's three.
Yeah.
He accesses it from his 18. So if we run into financial difficulty or anything happens, we can't get
you
that
can't
money back. So
back
we're
out.
Losing the money. We're giving it over to him now. But it's a really good idea to do, because when I find when I'm dealing with clients, especially when they get to their 60s or 70s from a wealth management and a kind of, you know, an estate planner point of view, is they all say, oh, I wish I should have done that earlier. We could have done this years ago. Because if you've got, say you're in your 70s and you've got maybe 15 years left, for argument's sake, you know, there's not very much small gift exemptions. There's only 15 years out of small gifts exemptions that you can use. So the younger, the better.
So sorry, just on that. So the 3,000, people could give up to €3,000 each year from each parent to their child. They could also give 100 quid or 150 or 200.
100%. Yeah, the 3,000 is the max. That's the max.
Yeah, that's
under
the max.
But I can give it to you. You can give it to me. Anyone can give anyone 3,000 under a small gifts exemption. You don't have to declare the revenue. I think that's the big thing. There's no taxes. So a small gift exemption. So you're just utilising a small gift exemption for your children to make sure your grown assets in their name for estate. Again, it doesn't have to be ultra wealthy people either, because a lot of people, we mentioned this last week on the show, Andrew, look at house prices just in Dublin, for argument's sake, never mind, and practically all the major cities around the world, the country. But if you look at Dublin house prices, if you've got one or two children, the likelihood when you pass away is that they're going to probably have to pay some inheritance tax if the kids are grown up and left the family home, etc. So if you can try and put some money aside, there's two things that people worry about when I get to see them when they're 60 and 70s. One is the Fair Deal scheme. What happens to the cash in the bank for the Fair Deal scheme? And the next is what happens when I die to the revenue commissioners and come and take it. So these are just mechanics that you can use to transfer money from you into your children's name in a tax efficient manner.
087 1400 106 is the WhatsApp number. Listener wondering, Paul, what's the difference in setting up a trust rather than just setting up another bank account for my son or daughter?
Yeah, very good. So again, it typically, from a trust point of view, a trust is a document. The bare trust is the most commonly used for people under 18 years of age, as it goes into their name till 18. That can be a document, it can be with a bank. We'd always recommend you should be, especially over anything more than a 5-year term, investing the money with an investment structure with the bare trust on top of it. You can give it into the bank if you want. You can give them to spend. Some people like the bare trust because they can't touch it till they're 18. So technically speaking, if you're just putting it into their bank account without the structure involved, they can access it when they want, when they're 12, 13 and 14, and going to get their money out of bank.
So there are
structures.
Sorry, just on that, just a follow-up text to that, can you dictate that they can't draw down the trust till they're 30?
That's a really good question. You're moving into what's called a discretionary trust. So it's slightly more complicated. The bare trust quicks out when they're 18 years of age. Now, you're hoping that you're going to be able to have a conversation with your child and make sure that they keep the money in the bare trust for as long as possible. That's what you're hoping they'll do. If you want to go past 18 years of age, so if you have adult children, you can set up what's called a discretionary trust. Now, the problem is when you put assets into discretionary trust, whether it's cash or property, it depends on what the values are taxable. And then also, not saying you lose complete control, but they're usually for sizable estates that people would use a discretionary trust for. But yeah, they're for adults. In the discretionary trust, you can dictate when they access it, especially if you're putting it in your will. So you can say, you know, I want, God forbid again, it was myself and I said, Archie, he's 3. So I can say, Archie doesn't get the money till he finishes university. He gets X amount of an income. Now, in this case, they're your what's called letter of wishes. They're not actually legally binding. You're still required for the trustees to do the best thing and live by your kind of letter of wishes. And that's why when you're picking trustees, you're usually better off picking somebody from a professional capacity, like a solicitor or a trustee company. And then maybe someone like your own sibling or your friend or a godparent or somebody on it. And those two people make decisions what happens to that money after you pass away.
So are they kind of like the executor of a will, nearly?
Right, the executor of a will, yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And then the letters of wishes go with this. But they can be, I've seen all types of letters of wishes where people will say they get X amount of money at 18, X amount of 21.
Yeah.
They can buy their first car, funded college. They don't get the bulk of the money till they're 30. I've seen one where somebody wouldn't give them money till they settle down, have children, because they felt that's when they become responsible. Now, some of them are a bit mad because people really get personal about what their kids' future is going to be. But yeah, they're more discretionary trusts. Yes, exactly.
And that's all exempt from the capital acquisitions.
It depends on the discretionary trust. It will depend on what you're putting in, how you're putting it in. It's usually the bare trust that we'd recommend for children using the small gifts exemptions. But if you do want to go discretionary, that's more for what you'd like to see when people get to kind of, they're adults. The other thing we touched on briefly last week that got a good response is you can also use, this is for people that would have maybe portfolios like property or businesses, you can use something called a family partnership. This is really clever for people that maybe at a certain age, they've got all the assets together, they've got enough income for themselves, and are trying to protect the future values. Let's say you had a property portfolio worth a couple of million and you want to put it into a family partnership. You usually put the people in the family into the partnership, which are your kids. You remain in control, so you kind of go into the partnership as you'd have more control than anybody else. So you can still take the income, you can still make the decisions around the assets. But what happens is when you pass away, technically they've been part of that family partnership since the day you put the million in of the value, sorry, the 2 million rather. So that means, let's say you die in 30 years and the properties are worth 4 million. That 2 million gain isn't as taxable as it was if it just came directly from your estate.
There's a listener wondering about, can you set up a trust from a grandparent to a grandchild?
Yes. Yeah, you can. Yeah, actually, a lot of clients that do the bear trust for their grandchildren.
Because that, it's
and the small gifts exemption as well.
Is the threshold, isn't it, for grandparents
yes,
to grandchildren?
Yes, exactly, yeah.
So the bear trust would be separate to the 40 grand.
The bear trust would be separate to the 40,000. And again, if two grandparents are still alive, they could put the 6,000 in then, which is a really good way if somebody has a lot of cash and they are worried about whether it's the fair deal or whether it is, like I said, the revenue coming after the estate. It's a way of being able to push that down.
And just another question, a lot of people are getting on about this. Can you please ask, if my sister gives me a car worth €15,000, does that fall under the small gifts exemption, or should she gift me €3,000 a year for 5 years?
3,000 a year for 5 years. Yeah.
Yeah. So the 3,000, up to 3,000.
And actually the same, not to get off topic here, but this is very similar for influencers. Now, influencers getting gifts and getting stuff off different brands, they've been warned by revenue that if they fall over the small gifts exemption of 3,000 value, they have to pay that 33% on them. So it's the same. If your sister is giving you an asset like a car, it's that 50,000, it's that 15,000. Will come off again that lifetime limit. So there's no tax actually on it. But technically speaking, the small gift exemptions are a really good way of getting assets out of. Typically, it's usually parents or grandparents. Mm. But I've seen people that don't have kids, they do it for nephews and nieces.
Yeah.
I've also seen godparents set them up for their godchildren as well. So again, they're a really good way of making sure people looked after in the future without having too much of a tax issue. This is really just trying to limit
and
the tax.
And being tax compliant while doing so as well.
Exactly, of
Paul
course.
Merriman, CEO at Fairstone Ireland. Paul, thanks a million for joining us here on Lunchtime Live this Monday afternoon. Email if you want to get in touch, lunchtimelive@newstalk.com.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on Newstalk. Conversation that counts.